Hey, I'm Shauna, and welcome to the Gen Sal She Podcast, our first episode. The ladies here with me and I decided to get together and just have a discussion and talk about a few things that we feel like you young ladies would be interested in. And just decided to chop it up a little bit. Chop it up still is a word, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to have all these young ladies introduce themselves real quick, and then we'll get into a few things that we just wanted to talk about. Chantel?
I'm Chantel.
That's my sister-in-law, by the way.
Mother of two.
Teenage girls.
Yes, one of them is right here.
Hi, I'm Lauren, Chantel's daughter, if you didn't catch that. I go to school at LSU, interior design. Very glad to be here on this podcast with these ladies.
That's my niece.
I am Deidre. I am a mother of three beautiful children that are 5, 3, and 1. And, you know, I'm along with Shauna right now with everything going on, currently forced to, you know, homeschool, you know, my kids, but at least one, you know, compared to her four.
And, at least one.
Yeah, I'm also sister, well, that's my sister-in-law's niece,
yes.
My, you know, oldest favorite niece. And, yeah.
And I'm Kirby, and I'm so excited about what we have in store.
And Kirby's our friend.
Kirby's our friend.
So, we're going to get into a few things today. Nothing real formal. We wanted to have our first episode. We kind of bouncing some things around and just going to be relaxed and have some fun and just have a good discussion. Everybody with me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
One of the things we wanted to cover to begin with and to talk about was as young ladies, dealing with your identity. Mm-hmm. Identity is very important. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And knowing who you are is very important, especially at this stage in your life. Yeah. I feel like there's so many things out in the world that tries to tell us who we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to look, mm-hmm. what size mm-hmm. we're supposed to be, what color our hair is supposed to be. And there's so many things that pulls on us to try to make us feel like we're not good enough or who God created us to be is not enough. And so I'm going to let these ladies get in and jump in and talk also, but that's my main thing for wanting to sit down and talk with you guys because I know, Lauren, you're in college now. You're
yes.
facing different things. I'm a mother of four. I got kids that, you know, I'm raising at this point, and Lauren is in a different stage than in life than I am. And so I know she has more to bring to the table than, you know.
She does because I'm a mother.
Right, her mama didn't raise her
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
So, with that being said, can you share with us?
Yeah, come on. What have you taught me? What have you taught me? Let's go.
What have I taught you? I taught you to be who God created you to be.
Yes.
And to find your identity through the word. I think that was one of the most important lessons that I taught you.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. I think the one thing that has stuck out to me that you have taught me over the years is being confident in who I am, but being confident in God in who I am. So I think that knowing who you are and being confident with that really changes the game, changes your mindset, changes the way that you live your life. So I would agree with that.
Right. And that brings me back to when we were riding over here in the car. And I had my daughter, Kaylin, she's 5. And so, you know, we were just making small talk and whatnot. And I was, you know, on the phone with my husband. And I said, you know, Kaylin, I said, do I look cute? And she said, well, mommy, she said, do you feel cute? And I said, yeah. She said, well, then you're cute.
So
at the age of 5, and Kaylin is like still the fact that she's 5 and that confident in herself and that statement that she made, you know, was really left field. But I was like, this girl really could preach.
Right.
You know, like that. So I completely agree. Like, if the main thing about it in your identity is if you feel cute or if you feel like you on and popping, that's really and truly all that matters. It starts with yourself then, you know, trying to find your identity through your friends because we're all here differently. Our demeanors are different, you know, but we're very confident in ourselves. So I think that's a really big point. That's a good first point, knowing who you are and feeling confident with yourself.
That's really good. I like the statement Kaylin made.
Uh-huh.
You feel cute.
Yeah.
Listen, she that was a really smart answer because next time y'all ask me, how do I look? Do you feel cute?
Right.
That's my answer. That's all that matters. What you feel.
No, it really is because a lot of times we depend on other people to tell us your hair looks good.
To validate.
You know, girl, I like that dress. Yes. And it's okay to compliment each other because y'all know we do that all the time.
Right.
If somebody got something, we have no problem because you shouldn't have a problem loving the next person.
Right.
And have no problem being vocal if you think, you know, they got it going on.
And that brings up another point. Is you said how they depend on people to tell them things like, oh, you look cute today. Oh, I like your hair. But they also depend on people to say things without really saying it. As far as visuals go, images, seeing other girls or being like comparing yourself or saying like, oh, like I look better than her today, so I must be cute. Like I look cuter than her. Or even from the fact of, oh, well, she looked cuter than me, so I must not be that cute. Mm-hmm. And I think naturally looking at people and comparing is a big part that comes with confidence. But if you're confident in yourself, then you know, like, no matter who you're around, it don't matter what anybody else look like. If you feel like you cute, if you feel like you that girl, you the stuff or whatever, then you got it going on. But it takes a certain way of thinking about yourself and a certain way of looking at yourself more than the natural way, more than just looking in the mirror. It's like who you are as a person.
Right. And I guess that comes to a question of, you know, we can say you have to be confident in yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to know who you are. But I guess the question someone watching could be asking, okay, but how do I get there? That's not something your daughter was able to make that statement because that's something you instill in her.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that she gets from you every day.
Mm-hmm.
But for those people that does not necessarily get that on a regular, I guess the question is, how do I take the steps and how do I start this process of, you know, building myself to get to that point of knowing who I am, being secure with myself, regardless of if my friends in class agree with it, regardless of who's considered the most popular or the prettiest girl, you know, how do I start that process? What do I need to do just to begin to get myself in that position?
Well, the first thing, you have to be saved. If you're not saved, then that's where you need to start. Because when you get your image of anything from other than the Bible, then that's when you start to compare to other things because you don't have the true foundation of who you are. And all that starts in Genesis when God said he created man in his own image. Right. So that should be the first thing that you need to discover is your salvation in Jesus Christ and who he created you to be.
And you're right. Nobody knows who you are better than the person who made you.
Right.
And in Matthew's 10 and 30s, he talks about how he knows the numbers of hairs on your head. Do you realize how intricate that is for somebody to know how many hairs you have on your head, even when you lose some and things change?
I don't know either.
You know, so it's really something where, like you said, first of all, you got to have a connection and know who you are through being connected with Christ. Right?
Yes.
And then at that point, there are steps and things you can do to study and read upon and know about yourself. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with the right people.
People.
Mm-hmm. You had something wrong? No. You know, you got to surround yourself with the right people.
Right.
You know, we have... Well, us along with, what, 5 other young ladies gathered together to work with, you know, teenage girls and things like that because we all believe there's a mission and a reason and a reason we were put here to help other people.
Right.
But all of us come from different walks of life. At some point, we had to decide we were going to be who God created us to be.
Right.
Regardless of anything else, regardless of anyone else, you know.
Right.
We didn't all have it peachy keen in high school. You ran into your issues. You ran into your problems. You ran into your haters.
Whole nother podcast.
No, it really is. That, you know, a lot of times you might look now and say, hey, look, I want to be like them. They got it going on. They confident in whatever. That was a development process in each and every one of us.
Yeah. But I think, too, a lot of people ask the question, why do bad things happen to good people? I think some of the reason that bad things happen or things that we go through is because we can look back and help somebody else come through it. So it's not about bad things happening to good people. I think it's situations to help us to reach back and to bring somebody along who has maybe gone through or maybe went through some things that we went through. That just proves that the God in us mm-hmm. is stronger and we are able to overcome certain situations and circumstances in our lives.
We all have an assignment.
Yeah. Right.
You know, absolutely. You might not always know what it is. I feel like things unfold.
Yep.
As you go along.
Yep.
You know, and certain things, doors open up and certain things, you know, take place that pushes you closer to what your assignment is or why you were put here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think affirmations are a really good way to start when you're beginning to be confident and beginning to realize who you are. I think saying something every day, you'll eventually believe it. Yep. And start thinking it about yourself, and then it becomes a reality. So just saying, like, even if you have to look in the mirror and just be like, you know what, I am pretty, I am beautiful, just the way that I am smart, I am intelligent, just saying that over and over again, eventually you'll be like, you know what, this is true, and
right.
you'll start living it and be able to influence others to act the same way because you done found your confidence.
Right, right.
Another thing I don't agree with is the whole prettiest or prettier. I don't think anybody is prettier than anybody. I don't think there is such thing as somebody being the prettiest because everybody is made in their own way. You were made an individual. You came into this world an individual. You are unique in your own way. So there's no way that you can be better than anybody, and there's no way that you can be less than anybody because there's only one you. So right. how can you say I'm less than this person or better than somebody else when right. there's nothing to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
There's right. nobody just like you.
Right.
I think that more so comes from society.
Right.
Yes.
It does.
There's so much of that, especially with social media. That is my biggest pet peeve with social media. So many people find themselves comparing. I always like to say you're comparing your behind the scenes with somebody else's highlight reels.
Right.
So you're comparing when people make these movies and stuff. Behind the scenes probably is a hot mess most of the time.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, but then you get the highlight reels on the preview, mm-hmm. right? You got the hot stuff on the preview. And so here you are with your behind the scenes, and you know you got your stuff going on, mm-hmm. right? And you're over here looking on social media at somebody else's preview of what they want their movie to be or what part of it they want you to see.
And have you seen a really good trailer and the movie sucks?
Yes.
It happens.
Yes. Yes.
So,
that's how
you think you want. Right. You think that's what you want, but that ain't what you want.
Right.
So you find yourself being jealous about somebody else and, you know, not even knowing that you got it made.
Right.
That your life situation is 1,000 times better than what they could ever want. Not saying that if you have the image that, you know, society decides to portray you with, because, you know, everybody come in different shapes and sizes and different things like that. But it is definitely a thought thing. It's a mental thing that with you finding confidence in yourself, you have to think confident. Like, mm-hmm. nobody else is going to do that for you. I mean, the world system and everything, the world, social media, they always try to push and portray something, but even in that case, who is to say that they're right or that they're wrong? So, I mean, you take your life, you live it in the now, and, you know, you make it to what you want it to be. You make
right.
yourself happy. My mom always told me, hey, you ain't got to have no friends or whatever to live your life and make yourself happy. You got all these brothers and sisters. I had one brother and two sisters, but I mean, and that carried over to even till now. What helps me, and, you know, I have friends. These are friends and everything, you know, best friends, sisters. But other people are also, you know, what I like to call associates, you know, mm-hmm. because I'm still nice and friendly and, you know, uplift people when I can. Because, you know, you never know if it's something that a word or just say, hey, I like your hair. That can make somebody day.
Right.
That, mm-hmm. you know. Wasn't maybe feeling their hair or something like that. But I mean, like
or
I said,
smiling at somebody.
Right. Smile at somebody, talk, speak, say something.
Mugging me gift that I gave you was mine, you can still meet mug me. Right?
But right now you can't shake nobody. Hey, gotta.
You don't even need to see nobody.
Right, social distancing. Social. I mean, we ain't practicing it right now, but, you know.
Well, I mean, we
covered. It's only 10 people.
We under right. And it's five, seven of us in this room, so yeah, we all right.
So we straight.
Right.
Yeah, so I think I actually kind of like this, okay, honestly, because I feel like once you get together and just start bringing things up and talking about things, there's more that you have to share, each and every one of you. There's more that you have in you, more that you have to share. And
I mean, I wanted to.
Y'all want to say some last thoughts before we close?
Is it time? I don't think it's.
I don't know. How long we've been going, Darius? I'm sorry.
18 minutes.
That's a good podcast. That's long enough.
How long podcasts usually are? This is not supposed to be on here. I just didn't know how to stop.
But how long?
This is like, if Darius, like, someone be 20 minutes, someone be 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we're going to
do so we're going to go for the 20 minutes today?
Yeah, I think 20 minutes. And I think it's really been good. We had some really
positive. Kirby, you said something?
Not yet.
Kirby didn't say
anything. Let's do some.
Can we do 30 minutes?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, by the time we cut some stuff out, then, because she wanted to say something.
Kirby didn't say that this whole time.
Listen, this is not nothing new, y'all, but go ahead.
Okay, so let's go. Continue, Lauren.
Want me to continue? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
She like to talk. Huh?
I do like to talk because people need to hear this.
Okay.
You guys have so much wisdom.
Speak,
Lauren. I don't know why y'all be trying to wrap it up.
Use your voice, girl.
Let
use
the Lord use you.
You end that out, right?
Oh, Chantel, let the Lord use her. Okay, go ahead. Because you were about to say something.
Okay, so to go back talking about confidence and comparing yourself and just being unique to who you are, I think a good way to look at it, in a way that I look at it, is to think of it as an insult. When you insult yourself or critique yourself, saying, oh, like, I can't do this, or I look ugly, like, that type of stuff is an insult to God, mm-hmm. because you're his creation. He created you. So for you to say that what he created is bad, what he created is not good, that's an insult to him. That's disrespectful almost.
Y'all
for you
know,
to say,
y'all right. know that's my thing, and that's how I feel. Y'all know y'all know I wear natural hair. And there is a thing, and I know we clown Kirby, we always say you got that hair. But I do, and I try to share this with other young ladies that have, my niece is natural.
I'm not.
Sometimes.
Okay. And so, but even when it comes down to that, because natural hair is a thing now. Mm-hmm. And, but there's a good natural hair, and there's a bad natural hair, and there's an in-between natural hair, and all this stuff that they've made up. And I always like to tell people, okay, so what's growing out of your head God created?
Right.
So you're saying what he did wasn't right, or wasn't good enough, or wasn't enough.
The audacity.
You know, and so that goes with the same thing you're saying, like you're insulting God. Your image is who God decided who you were going to be. Mm-hmm. And you're that way for a reason.
Right. You're nobody fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Amen, Kirby.
No better hand than you.
Psalms.
Yes. That there's a reason for each and every one of you, why your eyes are the way they are, why your hair is the way it is, you know, why your skin tone is the way it is. There's a reason he made you the way he made you.
Right.
So my whole thing is, you look in the mirror and say, girl, you got it going on. Like, I love you. I love who God created you to be. You know, look at me. Stand there for a minute and talk to yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, y'all know I like to tell you, talk to yourself in the mirror and appreciate who God created you to be. Before you walk out the door, before you say hey to anybody else, you talk to yourself and come and give yourself a face-to-face before anybody else even gets a chance to tell you who you are that day.
Yep. Kirby, what's some valuable lessons you learned growing up as far as confidence?
Well, I am thankful for the parents that I had because they weren't very strict. They allowed us to... go through things to learn who we were. They let us wait, what?
I said just like you.
Yeah, they let us go through the things, but I remember growing up, God was a thing. My mom had just became saved when I was about 4 years old, so she was radically saved, and all I knew was church. And but it wasn't strict. It was they instilled some things in me. Like, I remember that I was the friend that everybody wanted to come to for things. And you have to be that person. You never know who's watching you. You never know what type of impact you have on somebody else.
Look at that
camera. Man. But it's very important for you to know who you are in Christ, and you just never know that you may be that light for someone else to get that same thing. Oh, my God.
You did good.
You did good.
Yeah.
Look at you, sister.
You did good.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You did good. So, am I still going? Okay, so I think we did pretty good, ladies, for our first one.
I think we did.
And
my voice shaking, but I'm nervous, so you did good.
We have a lot more that we're going to do and share. Mm-hmm. I appreciate each and every one of you.
Oh, I appreciate you.
It's over? Oh, yes,
well,
it's
wrapping up.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Right. In the process of wrapping up, I want, before we go, my niece is going to give you all the information where you can follow us and catch more from us.
Of course.
But before we do that, I want to give each lady one chance, you know, just to close it out. What is it, last thing you want to leave on their hearts? What's on your heart, I'm sorry, that you want to leave with them that they can think about? Even if it's a question you have for them, something they just you want them to be thinking about. Everybody got a lot of time to think right now since everybody inside.
All right.
Yes. I have no questions, but I do have a statement. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Be the best you that you can be for yourself. And yeah, don't try to find your self-image through a computer, through social media, through your neighbor. Just find it in yourself.
Does it matter how we
No, anybody, jump in.
Yeah, I don't have a question as well. All I can say is to piggyback off of what Deidre just said, but to be yourself by yourself. You don't need anybody to be who you are. You don't need other people to feel like you're loved or to feel like you're not alone, because at the end of the day, you still have your Father, which is God. And being confident in yourself is really all that you need. Now, I'm not saying like be like, oh, by myself, like I don't need family, nothing like that. But if the time comes when you have to be alone, or when God is trying to teach you something or walk you through a certain part of life that you may be losing friends here and there, you don't understand what's happening, just know that it's okay to be you by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, everybody, by yourself. Don't need nobody else.
Period.
Because even some of the people that you call your best friend now, I mean, hey, where is my best friend now? I mean, if you're listening, cool. Let me say, from high school, all those people in high school that you try so hard to impress, I mean.
It don't matter. I'm only 2 years on, it don't matter.
Don't stay. Right, no. Lauren, you fresh out of high school,
fresh out
2 years.
It does not matter now.
How many you still keep in contact with?
Maybe like one or two. See? Out of the five.
Look at that. So, yeah. You got something,
Shinsu? Okay. My final point is, I think during this time, you need to take time to communicate with God. Yes. Cultivate your talents. And create time to invest in yourself.
That's good.
That's real. I need to do that myself.
Sorry, Shani. Shani, it may be a little difficult. Yeah.
I have to create time for myself.
Yes.
Yeah. I do want to say, if you do get a chance to come into contact with anyone, make sure that you're being kind, because everybody's going through something right now. So be kind on purpose.
Final thoughts, Ms. Thompson?
For me, my whole thing is understand that you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
God brought you into this world for a reason, however you got here. People have different stories, different things they've been through in life. You were brought into this world for a reason. Know that the world does not have the answer, but you're the answer for the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Yep, you're not a mistake.
Hmm. Preach.
Lauren, give them our... Wait, what is it called? Is it a thing, like when you're giving them all your...
handles?
Social media handles?
Is it called handles?
No. Can we put, like, on a lower third?
You can connect with us.
Here's
give
them all of our info,
outlets. So here are all of our outlets, info, social media handles. So if you're on Twitter, make sure to follow GenSalve, which is GEN_Salve, SALVE.
There's also Instagram, which is GenSalve, lowercase GENSALVE. And then there's also Snapchat, which is capital GEN, capital SALVE.
Okay. We might use that later.
Yeah. Oh, are you still going?
Social media.
Oh, make sure to, yes, reach out to us. If you have any questions, anything that you want us to talk about in the podcast, please let us know. This is for any and everyone who have questions or... They reach out.
No, that's make a real sure. question. That was a real
yes,
question.
Yes, if you have any questions, DM us, hit us up on Snapchat, Twitter, however we mentioned reaching us, please do so, because this is that's for all question. Of us to learn from y'all, y'all to learn from us, and it to be a whole big conversation, a big family. So whoever's listening,
yes,
join us
submit
again.
Submit y'all's questions.
No,
submit
you're good.
Questions for next time.
You're good. Oh, there's a, what's the email? I don't know the email.
Have an email just...
Do we have one?
We can create one. Right now. What y'all want? Giselle, she?
You think it shouldn't be taken?
Oh, you know what? You
ain't got to
say it. We can put it in the podcast description.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just
put it
in the lower
out.
Third. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so submit us some questions so we can answer next time.
Yes.
Okay.
Give y'all a little shout out.
So I need to close it. Are we done?
So
that's the end of our very first podcast. I think we need to give ourselves a hand, ladies.
Woo!
I actually enjoyed it.
Yes, it was fun.
I'm looking forward to doing more
mm-hmm.
Soon. We'll get it together. And we're also going to bring in some of the other ladies that we have in our group that works with the young ladies mm-hmm. here at the church. And we have real estate. We have a model, we have a hairdresser, you know, just different areas of life they come from.
Yeah.
It's a CPA, am I right?
CPA.
Uh-huh, we have a CPA. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start bringing these ladies in to join us on different things. And it might not be all of us at the same time. We're just going to kind of mix it up, chop it up some, and bring a variety of people so that we can share more things that we have on our heart. And hopefully, and we prayerfully, we hope that it penetrates your heart. That you receive the things you need to receive for it. So, we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Bye.